There are now 10 major candidates running for the Democratic presidential nomination, but is an 11th thinking about jumping in? A candidate so prominent, people around the world already know her name. Slate's political columnist Timothy Noah says he's noticed a growing draft Hillary Clinton movement among some in this country, but it's not among the people you might expect. Timothy Noah joins us now. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mike.
So where is this groundswell of support for a Hillary Clinton candidacy coming from?
The groundswell is among Republicans rather than Democrats. And of course, since Republicans aren't involved in the, significantly anyway, in the nominating process of Democratic candidates, I don't think it's going to have much effect.
Okay, give us some examples of conservatives or Republicans you think are pushing this idea.
William Safire wrote a column about this week. He's very, very high on the idea of Hillary running. Fox News has been talking about it extensively. Rush Limbaugh has pushed the idea. You know, it's really the difficult thing isn't finding a conservative who is pushing this idea. The difficult thing is finding a conservative who isn't pushing this idea.
Well, why are they wanting Hillary Clinton to run?
There are a number of reasons, I think, but one of them is that a political reason is that she brings the right together at a time when the right is somewhat divided. The Iraq War has really created a number of divisions in the GOP. But one thing all members of the Republican Party can agree on is that they hate Hillary Clinton.
So you're not saying that the conservatives want Senator Clinton to win. You're suggesting she would be easier to beat than the other Democrats?
I think she would be very easy to beat. I'm not sure what the Republicans think. I think they're mostly thinking that simply talking about this prospect brings a divided party together.
Is there an element of fear here? Is it possible that the conservatives, just as much as they hate the Clintons, they fear the Clintons, and they fear that there's some plot going on that they don't understand, and that's caused them to talk like this?
Yes, I think that conservatives look at the Clintons and think that they're vampires. They tried to kill Bill Clinton over and over again every time he survived. and they're terrified that the Clinton specter will rise again.
Now, you know, Senator Clinton herself has made it clear many times, and she did just this week, that she doesn't intend to run for president next year. But there must be some liberals who'd like her to reconsider that.
There are amazingly few. I did an extensive investigation trying to find who on the left, who among Democrats is interested in Hillary Clinton getting the nomination. I managed to find five people, only one of whom you're likely to have heard of. That's mm-hmm. Mario Cuomo. The other people are unknown folks who are running draft Hillary websites.
Now, there's another possibility. There's another candidate who recently joined the race, retired General Wesley Clark, is said to be close to Bill and Hillary Clinton. How does he figure into this scenario?
Well, the most widely accepted conspiracy theory on the right is that the Clintons encouraged Wes Clark so that he would be a stalking horse for Hillary. His job is to kill Howard Dean and kill John Kerry and the other candidates. And then when they have been laying low, Hillary steps in.
You know, Hillary Clinton was asked this in a breakfast meeting on Wednesday with reporters in New York, and she was essentially asked if General Clark was a stalking horse for her, and she denied the whole scenario.
She has repeatedly said over and over again, I am not running. Absolutely not. I am totally not interested. Now, it's true politicians often lie about these things, but in her case, I'm inclined to believe her. She has been in the Senate just a couple of years. This is her only experience holding elective office. I think she's not ready to run for president, and I think she knows it.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Timothy Noah writes the Chatterbox column for Slate and joins us regularly to offer his commentary.